Pasha bringing Mugma. Mugma Mesecha Seuda. So Mugma Mesecha Seuda. The Mitzvah says that you go to a museum sometimes, you can see that there was an implement, a tool that has it, that is a creates smoke, truly creates smoke. They had a plate, a bowl, and they would put incense in the bowl, and under the bowl there would be coals, or they put wood. So that would create steam. Create smoke. And the Gemara says in Beya that there were two different things they would do with it. Sometimes they would create a nice scent in the room. Chara means that they want to get rid of the cooking smells, probably. Or they sometimes would put it in a closet to smoke up one's clothing and to add a nice scent to the clothing. The Gemara talks about adding a scent on Shabbos. When allowed to put one's, one can't create the smoke, but can one put one's clothes in a place so that the clothing would pick up the scent. So whether it's it's an awesome Yishum Tikkun Mana. Gemara in Beya discusses it legabe, whether it's considered to be Hanosh of Elchol Nefesh, would be Mutun Yomtif. Gemara says that in Yom Tov Havara, Mikayim Mitzvah Havara L'Tzarech Chutz Havara Shalei L'Tzarech. So this would be Havara, has to be some Tzarech, Mikzah Tzarech. So over here the Gemara discusses the Bracha Ala Mugma. So the two parts of the Bracha Ala Mugma is issue of Bracha Ala Mugma is Bracha Sereyach. This is where we introduce the idea of Bracha Sereyach, which is a big chiddush we'll discuss. But before we get to the Birchas Reich is a detail, which is going to develop the detail because it comes up a few places in Halacha, and to understand it a little bit better. So the detail is that the Gemara is Medayik in the Mishnah. Since the Mishnah says, V'hu, V'hu Oimer, Ala Mugmor. So what's the Mishnah stressing? V'hu Oimer Ala Mugmor. So the Gemara is Medayik. V'hu, even if he's not, I feel the Adif Minei. There's a guy that deserves to get more covet than this person. So why be mechabed him? So Gemara says, because he's in the zone already. Because he did something already. So he was already... that's Pshat Vuhu. Okay, I have to understand what's the din. What parsha is this? So the Ru'ah is probably the clearest of the Rishonim in this. There is a sefer called the Sefer HaMichtam, which the footnotes on the Ritva refer to.
There was
there.
Third one, yeah.
Thank you very much. So I wasn't able to. I've seen the Michtam. It's not a very common sefer, but I couldn't find it now. Anyways, so the Ra'ah, the Ra'ah. Chaz the whole paragraph now. You can read quickly. Oh, what happened? That's not good. So good. Here we're getting there, right? Are we getting there? Okay. Who I'm Myra said more. Messiah, perish. Tachanami dumi daha de mi shehischom and mitzvah little yadai. That Rav Chias had said that Shem Rav hanoytel yadav machrayna tchila. When it comes, if you're the first person do my machraynim, who mezuman the bracha, then you are up for the bracha. The mishehischol ba mitzvah little yadav goimer. So there is a phrase of maschum and mitzvah imim le gemar. Now usually that means A person should not leave something half done. Usually it's a musik idea. You start something, you finish it. So certainly a maskal and a mitzvah, I remember the Gemara, we tell them you should finish it. They were all learned shot. A maskal and a mitzvah, I remember, we give him the covet. Because he's a maskal and a mitzvah, he's the first guy. First guy to donate money for a cause, you give him the covet to be the closer. The fundraising technique. The first guy that brings down the wood for the sukkah, so he gets to be the machshir to make the sukkah into a sukkah. So hamasal mitzvah, so lechayram, we'll see in a moment a different way of looking at it. I have to come back to this nusach. So Rabim Legomar. So the Ra'ah says that the person who washed his hands first, he cleaned himself up first for the benching. Rabim Legomar. Gam kena mitzvah ume barich. So now, so he's saying the same thing over here. But who? This person, he did the bracha alayayim. What does that have to do with the bracha on the mugmar? Is that?
It's a chain reaction. Once he does the wine, then he does the.
But it's not. Yeah, but it's not the. It's a chain reaction, but it's not a. You're not finishing up what you began. You're starting something new. Elamai, unless you say that you're finishing up the post dinner event.
Not connected.
Unless you say it's a post dinner event. That just like you have dessert to finish up the dinner in a nice way. You have boomer to finish in a nice way. Unless something along those lines. That all of these rules, the Ra'ah says, that gives you your starting point. That's where you start from. But you're not stuck, you're not bound. So if you have a gadol sitting right there, then you don't say, well, this 13-year-old, he's the one who washes hands first. So we're going to give him the bracha. Give the bracha to the gadol. Shagadol rashai lachloik abrachas velitein ktsasan liyachir. You can, so you can take the shevet brachas, and you can give them out. You don't have to give them all to the same person. You don't say, well, since he said the first shevet brachas, so now he takes all. He scoops all of them. The mechud would not be too happy. So the Ra'ah says you're not bound by that rule. Otherwise, you have to say that. The Sadi Kedushin does bang, 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 chain reaction. Walks with everything. Umiyu. Netilas yadayim ba'achroin inyan bracha eina ma'akeves elam kein ba'oichol nevim mazum. Separate then. That's only ma'akev in bracha achroina if your hands are dirty. If your hands are not dirty, it's a not. Okay, something else. So now the din of so the Ra'ah, what's the Ra'ah saying? That this is your starting point. Is it a din or is it not a din? Is it an eitza? So at least the Ra'ah tells us what we're talking about. It began yesterday. What kind of din is this? So lemaisa, we're jumping ahead and we'll come back. Is we have a similar din comes up in Tov Kuf Pehei in the Mishneh Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch. There are more rites, a din which is very hard to understand. But since it's the very beginning of Yom Neiram, everybody gets there. So the it says v'yesh mekoymos noigim shem mispalel slichos mispalel kol hayoyim. There are places that have a minhag that you do slichos in the morning, so then you do shacharis and mincha, and some even say maariv. The Aruch HaShulchan says this is not our practice nowadays. We do not have this minhag. And the Mishneh Berurah pointed out that it even trumps an ovel. Right? And he writes over here, Shah Maschel and Mitzvah Mim Legomor. V'yeshem and af arvish alafonov. Some say, which is very strange, Abimelech Gomorrah, so you start your chain of reaction earlier. Because of Amogen Avraham Nutamzehu Kaidim La'ovel, that will not go over so well. Ulamayel, Uliyarzeh, for sure not. So the that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says, that we're not negative. I think Rav Yashiv was quoted as saying that it is not the Midrash in Yerushalayim. I believe the Matei Ephraim, which is the Keveya Minhagim for most communities, says that we are negative like this. I've rarely seen this. I've seen it that the emotions, whoever says Slichas, will say Shachris, unless there's a Chiyuv. If there's a Yard Side of Yud Bez Chodesh and he does not want to say Slichas, so then we will switch over. The Tfila Talia Britzain HaKol. So it sounds very much like the Ra'ah. It's your starting point. But you have to know that at the end of the day, the Baal Tfila has to be Merutza LaKol. So if the call is not going to be happy, if we say that the Shachris and Mincha are taken away from the Chiyah, from the Yard Site, from the Well, the Rabbi Mefakik was it. The Daitai, the Yard Site Yeshal is Spalel, Imumis Ana. And we give him, if he's ready to be Misana, or from Lamsechan on, so Yeshal Nechal is Spalel. Afl Ovel. And even if we're adopting this approach, we should still slip the Ovel in towards the end of davening. Okay, question is, what is this based on? This raises the same question. Why is the Baal Tfila by Mincha considered to be the Goymer of the mitzvah, of the person of Davin Slichas? Even Shachris, why do we say Hamaschum Mitzvah Mim LeGemar? So Shachris, maybe you can say he got up, it's for the Yomid, but Lachaira, this sif is somewhat related to our Gemara. There is the most complete shuva on this is an Acharon. We don't have it called the Binyan Shlomo. Binyan Shlomo was one of the Rabbanim of Vilna. He may have even been the Rabbi of Vilna right after the one in the garden. Can you see it? Does it say Binyan Shlomo here? Shall it say Shuvah Shvishanim? No, it's been Acharon. Binyan Shlomo, is it up here? Yeah. No? Binyan Olam? Binyan Siyam? Is there? No. So the Binyan Shlomo relates this to a Gemara. The two Gemaras, he relates it specifically to a Gemara in Yuma. That the Koyen who won the Goyrel, won the pious to bring, no, the who won the pious to do the Trumas Hadeshan. So they gave him the next Avoid as well, if I remember correctly. Shekvar Kiddush Maschil. So there are two ways to look at that Gemara. Yeah, here it is. Misha Zocha V'Truma Sadeshin Yizke V'Sidur Marocha U'Bishnei Gizri Yetzim Kehechi Denaisu V'Nefaisai. So Binyan Shlomo says that this din comes from this din. That the Kohen who won the pious for Trumas Hadeshen, so he gets to take care of organizing the fire on the Mizbeach. But there the Gemara says the reason is because the Trumas Hadeshen is very, very choshev. Every Kohen looks at Trumas Hadeshen. But in the context of what goes on in the base of Mikdash, the Trumas Hadeshen is sitting at the bottom because you're cleaning up. You're doing cleanup. So in order to be Mechabed, the guy who does cleanup, so we give him more of it as well. Where do we have that in Shul? What do you have this din? The person who gets a certain covet, but it's not the greatest covet, he gets the next covet? No,
right,
correct. Right? In other words, a person who gets Avtaira, so this is one of the strange things that happen to Jewish people, the Avtaira is not the Maftir is not the big deal. The Maftir is not one of the seven. Right? That's why a person who has a Yartzeit that week, he doesn't get the biggest kibbutz. If he has Yartzeit on Shabbos, he gets to be one of the seven. But if he is Yartzeit during the week, so then it's all right. He's going to get, that's a big deal. So we give him the aliyah, which is not so important. The Chazar aliyah. Once we give him the Chazar aliyah, so it's not nice. Everybody else got a real aliyah. Got their own psukim. This guy gets the three psukim that have already been read. He gets like a secondhand, the hand-me-down aliyah. So we say, okay, don't go so upset. We'll give you some nevim to say as well. So we'll give you, everybody else got chumash. Got a few psukim and chumash. Well, give you the nevim. So, but over the years, so it, people will kill for the haftarah. So why is that? I'm not sure. It's because it's longer, or because once it became associated with the yard site, so it became more chosh. I'm not sure how to figure out the psychology of it. But somehow, haftarah became the big deal, even though it's really the cleanup. So that's the same din. That comes from this Gemara. The Gemara says, look, after the Kohen gets Truma Seh Dashen, we need to have a Kohen who's going to clean up. So we have to throw in the Gizrei Yitzim and other Avod as well. So we need to have somebody who's going to do the Haftarah. We're going to do the Maftir. So we give him the Haftarah as well. Okay, good. That's like the reading the Ksuv and Chasana. So in the 50s and 60s, so Rav Moshe, when he was Mesanah Kedushin, he had the Shamas read the Ksuva. Because the Ksuva is not the Ksuva is not so significant. The only reason that reading the Ksuva is that we want to have a break between the Kedushin and the Suvan. But it's not a Dover Choshev in and of itself. You're reading an Aramaic alimony settlement. Nope. But over time, that became an important Kiva because it's high profile. It's like you're on the... you're on the video for a longer period of time than anybody else. So that's chashivas. So these things happen. So again, it seems that Binyan Shloime says, you know where this Rambam comes from. He's only getting slichas. He's getting up early. He's studying for everybody else. Maybe half asleep. He's saying these long paragraphs. He doesn't get a real shachris. He's not getting a mincha. So in order to sweeten the pot, and make him feel better, okay, you did slichas for us. We'll give you shachas and mincha as well. That's how the Binyan Shlomo sees it. So, L'chari, that's not the way the Ra'ah said it, though, correct? L'chari, the Ra'ah said that they were being mechabed you. Ha'masla mitzvah, I'm really gemara. Not the way that the Binyan Shimon is taught over here. So let's look a little bit deeper. So that's why this whole Indian does have a worthwhile trying to figure it out. Now whether it's a din, the Ra'ah says not a din. The Ra'ah says that it's a... You're starting from. Let's look at the Rambam and the Ravid. Wasn't on the Maramakomas, I'm sorry. So the Rambam is what? Perek Zion? No, that's the Reach. That's the next Sugya.
Zion.
Zion Yedalan, I remember correctly. Zion Yedalan. Hilchos Brochas. Sorry?
Was it
Yerushalmi read it? Yeah. I think so. Imhoya Sham. Yeah. Gomalitel Yadav. Yidei v'nogvu yidei nu baruch hu birkas hamazon v'viu es hamugmor mishebeirach birkas hamazon hu mevarech al hamugmor v'kulon oinin amen. Gomru Lita L'Raivid says, Kosev R'Raivid, Afal Pi Shalei Birech Birkas HaMazayn, Im Niyachar Su'uda, Bo HaGodol, Mivorech, Vi Afal Pi Shanosan HaGodol Rishus Liyachar Livorech Birkas HaMazayn, Kvar Ovra Rishusay, V'chazra HaBrocha LeGodol, Shaloi omru duhu oimra lag mugmar afogab de ikod odif mine el ala mugmar mobesecha suda kin de isa virushalmi. The Ravid says, it's chalik in this realm. So Ravid is clear. Ravid is two chidushim. Right? The Gemara says that hu oimra ala mugmar afogab de ikod odif mine. That's only the Mugmar Habba B'Soy Chasuda. How do we know that? Because Yerushalmi asks, Ma Bein? And therefore, what's Yerushalmi asking? Why is it that in Yayin, right, and not in the Mugmar? So you see, it's all B'Soy Chasuda. So the Rabbi says, this whole din of who Oim Al Mugmar, that is B'Soy Chasuda. How did the Rambam learn Pshat? Davkin not B'Soy Chasuda. Davkin not. Because the Rambam says that L'chora B'Soy Chasuda, L'chora, you would not have one person make a bracha on the people, because Zechma Chashash is going to say, oh, men will choke. So why should we make a movement differently? So the Rambam learns Pshat, so who's the Vahu? Who is the Vahu over here? According to Rambam. It cannot be the person who made the bracha layayin, because according to Rambam, mugmar b'soy chasuda is, we would make a bracha on it. We wouldn't even see others. So nogvu yedeinu bracha birkas hamazayin v'vi was a mugmar mi shebeirach birkas hamazayin hu mevarech ala mugmar v'kulan oinin amein. Says the Ravid, Aval Pi Shulei Birch Birkas Hamazayin, Im the Achar Seuda, Bo HaGodol Mivorech, the Aval Pi Shenosan HaGodol Rishus L'Achar L'Vorech Birkas Hamazayin, Kvar Omer Rishusay, V'Chozra Brocha L'Godol. So the Ravid says, Ravid makes a whole tikkun over here. He says that There's one guy who was zayichah to get the brachas over. He's the biggest Talmud Chacham there. Koyin. The biggest Talmud Chacham. Maybe the Rambam said the guy who was funding the meal. There is somebody who deserves to get the kavod over here. Whoever deserves to get the kavod gets the kavod. We think we're into democracy, so we think about everybody should get a little piece of the action. So we split things up. The Rambam says that's not the way it works. The way it works is, you have a coin there, coin gets every kavod, v'kidashta. You have a godel b'torah there, he gets every single kavod, right? And when we daven with the Rav, he got Levi every single time. It wasn't a shaila. He got it already, he got it so many times already, right? He was the Levi, he was the Adam godel, he got every single Aliyah. We don't do this nowadays. But the normal thing would be that the Rashid would get Shlishi if he's a Yisrael every single time he's the Gadol there. So it's not a Pshat that you... Okay, who's that? They give him every week. That's what it should be. Kachadin. So that's what the Rambam says. Now the Gadol was a nice guy, and he said he'll be Machavit somebody else to give him the Brach. He gave Rishus, whatever. He decided to... So then the Ravid says, so when's the reset button? So the Ravid says, the Pshat of Vahu is that when he gave Rishus, so that Mechila is still in place. So the Ravid says, but that's not correct. You can't say that the Mechila is in place, that from the benching the Mechila is in place. Right? In other words, the Vahu means came in the Ika Odef Mine. That's the Pshat in the Vahu. That here's a reason to go around the normal Seder. Normal Seder, Odif Minei gets everything. Okay, so now when do we go, when do we drop the Odif Minei? So we have a Masel Mitzvah, Omer Gemara, that trumps Odif Minei. Okay, good. So that's how the, that's what the Gemara is saying. What's the Gemara referring to? So the Ravid says that it's referring to, that it's referring to Besoy Chasuda. Right? Besoy Chasuda. You know, somebody was, it was a reason why we did not give the others Minei. So that maintains itself. The, but he said, what the Rambam says is not true. What the Rambam says is that Baruch HaBirkas HaMazon, Yus HaMugmar, Mishav Baruch HaBirkas HaMazon, Hu Mavarach Al HaMugmar. So the, that means, the Rambam doesn't mean, what the Rambam is saying is that since we made an exception to the Odef Minei by Birkas HaMazon, it maintains itself. That's not correct. Because Chazra Baruch HaLegadol, he gave Rishus Birkas HaMazon. Now that's a reset button. We don't say it again. We don't. That the, who would not work for that? So the Shalei Amru who only Al Mug Besoy Chasuda. So again, so the Rav is learning Pshat that the din of who is if the Gadol was Meichel on his Kavod, so then it begins, that opens up a Parsha, and the Mechila extends till we finish the Parsha. But once you finish the Parsha, then Chazra goes back. Chazra HaBracha LeGadol. And the Rambam apparently understands that a bigger Chiddush. He said Birkas HaMazon, so now he was Maschil V'Mitzvah Gomer Lito Yidei V'Nogbu Yidei U'Baruch HaBirkas HaMazon. But the Ram does not even seem to insist, maybe he can squeeze it in, that he was the first guy to wash his hands. I'm not sure. Ve'vi was a mugmar. And the Rebbeinu Yoina has a third shot from the Gaonim. And that is that the person who made the Hamoitzi, so he gets to continue making brachas all the way through. So l'chayra, we have three shitas and two mahalchim, right? The shita, the basic sheet that we started off with, is that the person who made the bircha sayayin liyachar ha-sa'uda, he makes the mugma liyachar ha-sa'uda. Or another way of saying that, the person who did netilas yadayim first, so he is zeicha to make the, he is Zeicha to make the Birkas HaMazon the Yachar Asuda, and he would continue making more brachas. So that would be, that would be one din, one mahalach. That would be Rashi, and we're merging with Rashi the Rambam, even though it's not exactly the same. But the same idea of a Maschil Mitzvah Emunah Gemara. That'd be Rashi, the Ra'ah, and the Ram takes another step to include Birkas HaMazon. The Ram is that we're imposing the Ram. And then the Ga'onim say that Mamish, against the Ravid, that we don't say Chazra Rishusai, we say the person who's mischabei to get the birchas b'tzias apas, so he maintains his position all the way through. Mamish, the longest chain reaction, even if he was meichel on some of his rights during the pashtus, is that what the, according to the thing that the Gaonim is saying, the Rabbeinu quotes it, the person who makes Hamoitzi, so he is the Bala Brachis for the whole Suda. Now, during the meal itself, he's giving up his Bala Brachis status because it could cause, somebody to choke. So the fact that he's giving up his Bala Brochi status, so that a person shouldn't choke, he's not giving up his Bala Brochi status. He's still maintaining his Bala Brochi status. He just can't do it right now. Moshe Lomad Avedoyme, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Mechaber writes, a person who's a Bala Tekeya, he is now Muchzik to be a Bala Tekeya. If 1 year he's not feeling well, can't do it, he doesn't give up his status. If he decides to drop it 1 year because he wants to go to a program instead, then he has to know. He goes to a program, he loses his Bala Tekeya position. But if he's never sick, so then we maintain it for him. So over here, the person who made the bracha ma'amoytzi, he is now muchzuk to be the Bala Brachis. Now, he can't be the Bala Brachis during the meal, because the guy can be nechnek. He doesn't give it up. He maintains the status, and that's pshat v'hu. Right? That's the goyim shita. And the Ravid shita is that the davka begins after benching. Right? That the odef minei, that benching is a reset button. So davka being a new cheshvan. And so those are the three malchim. What are the yesodos behind the three malchim? So first of all, the ra'ah says it's not an uncompromising din. It's your basic malach. It's your stomach, but you can make cheshbon is based on the stomach. It's not a din. It's like a din in kavod and then derech eretz. So the and the Rambam, I'll tell you, the Rambam, the all of Perek Zion in the Rambam is Hilchos Derech Eretz. The Rambam writes in Zion Aleph that this would fit with the Ra'ah. Min Hogeis Rabbeis Nogu Chachmei Yisrael B'Suda. Right? So, for example, Kishach Nasan Lesuda, the Golish of Kulan Negle of Techila. And then he's Mesa Berosh. Balabais Mevorech, because he can do it by Yofa. And the Oireach is Mevorech, he'll give a bracha. So, all these things have been Hagi Derech Eretz. So, Chor, that means that they're not. That they are not inviolable, right? So they would have been very, very well with the bala, with the ra'ah, right? But I once suggested that why does the Rambam put Hilchos Derech Eretz of Suda and Hilchos Brachos? Should be Hilchos Deyos. Deyos is Hilchos Derech Eretz. So why isn't Hilchos Derech Eretz of Suda in Hilchos Deyos? Lewis Terrence. Could be that Hilchos Brachos is heavily Chazal being Misakein as a din, a Yisrael in their inheritance, right? How does Hilchos Brachos begin? Osil Honis Min Oilim Bli Bracha. So, one element of Hilchos Brachos is Ayin Mensch. Because Baruch will give you food, you don't start eating without recognizing because Baruch will give you food. So one element of Hilchos Brachos is that Chazal said, every time you sit down to eat, you learn, you're Mekayim another Hilchos Deyos. But Hilchos Brachos, the whole Hilchos Brachos has a strong element of Hilchos Derech Eretz. He finished eating, you say, give Haidah. So that's what I was wondering. The Rambam said, so now, so in Hilchos Suda, apparently Chazal understood that Suda was a place, was one of the areas in which we teach Hilchos Derech Eretz. So they learned from Chazal. So they put all of the halachas of Derech Eretz of Suda in Perek Zayin. Which I thought might be what Rambam puts it over here. So the, so that's L'chor, the first Nakuda. That according to the Bahu, Afilu de Iko Odif Minei, is sounds like according to Rambam is an inyan of derech eretz lechares inyan of kavod. Now exactly what's the next nekuda? How you explain this inyan of kavod? So you could say, look, it's not mechamed. You gave a guy kavod, they take it away from him. You gave him. Could be that you gave him the birchas hayayin. You didn't give birchas hamazon. So maybe you should give him another kavod as well. You gave him the first bracha of the chuppah. It's only a birchas kavod. I can feel good. Give him a shakol baruch chavadi also. Let's just let him walk away with the birchas kavod. So it could be he gave him the chazara psukim, give him the haftarah as well. It could be some kind of din like that, I'm not sure. And the Ra'ah says it's a din of a maslum mitzvah imrim legemar, that we're giving kavod to a person for being a maslum mitzvah. So it could be the same thing also. It could be he got the a maslum mitzvah. The guy starts the mitzvah. He's the guy who brought he lugged the sukkah walls out of the shed and put them in place. He's the maslum. No, when you're sitting around the sukkah, so people thank the guys who put the schach up, put the pictures up. They don't remember the guy who slept the boards from the shed, right? So maslum mitzvah. Sometimes the guy who set up the document, the file, so everybody should sign up and learn Mimisayim Lechvoid somebody. So everybody thanks the guys who learn. They forget to thank the guy who worked hard to set up the spreadsheet. So a maslum, the guy who starts off, he often gets forgotten. So Ayim the Gemara, so we tell him, no, when we finish up, and now we're going to make the sukkah to kosher sukkah, right? Now we're going to make the siyum, have him be Messiah. So it could be that kind of a din. So again, let's have it clear. There is a din floating around in Klal Yisrael coming from the, again, let's say that again. Our Gemara gives the din. There's sometimes when we maintain tier 2 or tier 3 over tier 1. That's what Agmar is saying. Afilu odav mine. What is the definition of odav mine? So one possibility is that it's after benching. He got the birchas hayayin after benching. So we want to give him the birchas on mugmar also. All right? Is that explicitly any place? That's the idea. I'm not sure, but it pops. Where does it pop up? It starts with a koyein who got the Trumas Hadeshet, basic mikdash, and then it continues to the Baal Tfil who got Slichas. No, it continues to the guy who got the Maftir, he gets Haftarah. And maybe that's the reason the guy who does Slichas, he also should get some more davening. He's not a real davening. That's one mahalach. I'm not sure if you can put a name exactly to that in our sugya. Right. Binyan Shloim, I said it, Lagabe. Next is, the our sugya, what's clear is the Ra'ah says that we did a workaround. I feel the others me day. So I'm Maslam Mitzvah, Mim Legamar. What does that mean? The guy, he did the Tilis Yadayim first. Right? He has to watch his hands the longest. He has to keep quiet longest. So, maybe not quiet, but it is. So he, so his rizus wins him. We're mechaber the guy because it's rizus. That's a real maslam mitzvah. Imim lo gemar. We continue. So that's what the Baal Amor says. Is your beginning position? Not the Baal Amor. That's the Ra'ah. And that's what we're learning from our sugya. So whether it's a what did you call it before? A chain reaction. Whether we're giving coverage for the guy who is Zorvis. According to the Ra'ah, it's giving coverage to the person who covers the mitzvah. Ooh. What would you say? tachlis, because this person got ready for the mitzvah first.
Both would say it's giving some sort of kavod. It's just a question of, like, to the person. It's just a question of, are we giving them to the person because we want to, like...
Okay. You can say the Rabbeinu Yoina says Mufurish, Zesh is Chilu Loi Laseis Loi Kovei B'Tchila Sasuna U'Birech Hamoitzi Noisle Gamkein Kovei L'Chol Shara Dvarm Ad Tashlum Asuda Hu Mevorach Alam U'Apoyte Zacher. So the third sheet is the Goyim, that once we start giving Kovei to a person, it sounds like we don't take it away from him, it sounds like. So according to the Barbarian, it's certainly giving kavod to the person. He gave him kavod to make hamotzi. So we keep that, and that could be the rivet also. Till we hit the reset button. Okay? According to the rivet and the Gaonim fit very well together, if he made hamotzi and he's olif minei, so it means that somebody gave Rishus. So that Rishus extends until we finish the benching. So according to the Ravid, it's a din in Mechilas HaKam. So again, let's get it clear. What are our Shitas? What are the Shitas over here? What's the Behu Afil the Iko Anif Minei? Either it means he said the Mugmar, he said the Yan will give him the Mugmar, or he said HaMoitzi will give him the whole meal, or he said the Birkas HaMazon, so he gets everything after Birkas HaMazon. Okay? What is it? What is the Yesod over here? So the Ra'ah says we're giving kavod to the event of this person being a Zoriz and being a Maslom a Mitzvah. Right? Or we're giving kavod, we're maintaining the kavod, or maintaining the mechila that the person had when he made a moitzi. Okay, and then we suggested that it could be that, like the Binyan Shlomo, he didn't get the biggest kibbutz around, so we want to give him more kavod. Good, okay. Kenny.
The Rambam written.
Say it again, Zen?
The Rambam, the way I read it in the Sinai New Base, is that the Birkas HaMazon causes, not only does it cause the Mugmar, but it also causes the Mayim Achron. It says, in New Base, it says, if you have Mayim and Atila, Kol Shavar, Birkas HaMazon, who knows Tal Yadav Tila? The one that is supposed to get Birkas HaMazon is the one that's supposed to be Atila. Kadesh, Lo Yeshiv HaGadol, Vyad HaMazon, Sashay Lara. I mean, the Gadol is one that's getting Birkas HaMazon, and because he's one that's getting Birkas HaMazon, he's also getting the one that's getting the Tila also. Maybe it's going back and forth. He's getting Birkas HaMazon because he's a Gadol, and because he's getting Birkas HaMazon, we don't want him to wait with the longest hand, so he's going to get the money.
But look, yeah, so... Because L'chor, the Rambam does not see that has been pshat in our Mishnah. L'chor, the Rambam is not connecting that to our Mishnah. You're asking how that the Shmuel says that our Mishnah is connected to the din of that a person who gets until he dies first, so he is one should bench. And the Rambam says the reverse.
Yeah.
Right. So the Rambam is not learning that's Pshat in our Mishnah.
Always the person that's going to get, and then what comes out from that is the person that's always going to get Mugmar and the Tila is always going to be the Chasha person, because the cursed Chasha person is the one that's benching also. And the Rambam says the Chasha person is Perkaz Mazon.
Right.
Perkaz Mazon is going to be the other Dinam. So it's always going to be the Chasha person that's getting the Mugmar and getting the Tila as well.
So the. And our Gemara said that there will be exceptions to that.
Yeah, the Gemara even says
You're saying the Ram passes against the din of the Aleph Mineh?
I don't know. There happens to be a situation where it doesn't happen like that. But seemingly based on the Ram, that he seems to be saying that if the Golo gets Birkas Mazel, he's getting everything else.
Mm-hmm. Your base. We learn. Yes, that, so Sorachim had the Rambam learn Pshat for Hudig Arafine. Okay, not sure. How are you getting?
Simple question. This is really like on the. It's more on the Shi'as Kohanim. The Rambam said at the beginning, and Zayin Aleph also, because it's the Gemara, that the person who benches, Babai's bench, makes a Mosi, then the Orach benches. It's not the same person. So the Shi'as Kohanim, they said that part of the Rambam is that the same person makes a Mosi, makes a Babai's bench. So, is he not just.
Yes, I was thinking the Gemara says later on that Balabayas Beitzeya, in order that he'll give a nice piece to everybody, because if the guest is Beitzeya, he has to be very careful. So he's saying that.
How can we say that?
Must be with according to the Gaonim, where the Balabayas gave Rishus for someone else.
So
not saying you should. We did give Rishus. Right, so I'm saying that it could be. I don't know if it means he should. But there can be many situations where it would make a lot of sense. For example, you come to the meal, everybody has a roll at their plate. So the Balabai is not going to be Beitzeya. So the reason for Balabai being Beitzeya doesn't apply, so they give somebody else. Right, so there could be situations where the Bitsi is a pass. It has nothing to do with cutting it and not cutting it. So those could be situations where the Balabai choose somebody else. Right?
Just like for clarity, it seems like all the, I guess, like two different Malachim and the three, four different Shitas that we have here all seem to say it's a kavod in the guy named Mevarech. It just almost seems like it's a question of, okay, once he starts, let's give him kavod to finish up what he started. Or are we giving him kavod because what he started is not so chashuv, so we're giving him that? Like,
No. I think you said the same thing.
One is you started it, we're giving you kavod to finish it. Yeah. One is you did something that wasn't such like a great.
So the first thing is right. It's two different directions. Linear's daiti. Either we're saying because you began the mitzvah and you were a zoris, so we are being mechabed you more,
right.
Or because you began with a lesser kavod, we're giving you we're being mashlim.
Right.
Yeah. So the Ra'ah seems to be saying the first. The simple reading of the Gemara is that since you were maskil, since you were Zoriz Lemis, we want to give you more covet. Right? So that would be the only reason I introduced the second idea is because that Yosef, the Binyan Shlomo, says that that's the reason for this Ramah and he points out that it comes up in the coin in Beis HaMikdash, and it comes up in the Brachas of Torah. So it seems to be a real concern in halacha. So that's what led me to believe. Or maybe you could understand how Masal b'Misa Emin the Gemara slightly differently, and that could be the pshat. I don't think it's a pshat in the Ra'ah, but
right.
It could be pshat in the Gemara.
Got it.
Right. Have you had it before?
We got it.
Okay, we're good. So we have, is it clear? We have Right? Good. So now the Gemara is on. Let's just start, open up the sugya of Birchas HaReiach. So the mission to reduce Omer Ala Mugmor. So Omer Ala Mugmor, so our Gemara now says, Omer Abzema Rava Bar Yirmiya. When do we make the Birchas HaReiach? It's Halacha L'maisa. This is a very difficult point in the sugya. When it comes to every Birchas HaNenen, it's very, very clear. You make the Rochel before you get the Hanah. But Birchas HaReiach, sometimes you can do it. Sometimes the Reiach is bottled up. And you know there's a Reiach there. But sometimes you only know there's a reach once you have the reach, right? So then, when do you make the bracha? So may aim aside, when do you make the bracha on the mugmar? So mishetale timrosai, when you see the steam coming up, amale rabbi zera le rava bar yirmiya, v'hal loy ko orach, but the steam comes up before the scent fills the room. Amalei belita mech amoisi lechem in oris and mevarech vol loyachal eladaita lemechal hachanami daite laruchei. Says he says hachanami, but isn't that the way it is for all brachas anenin? All brachas anenin when makes a bracha over lasiyosin right before we get the nar from it. Amar v'chiyah. Amar Chiya Berei De Abba Bar Nachmeni. Amar Chizda Amar Rav. V'Amri La Amar Chizda Amar Zirei Kol HaMugmorais Mevorchen Aleyen Bari Atzei Besamim Chutz Mi Musk. Chus mi musk shemen chayu, shemavorchin lov borei minei v'samim. Right, so now the Gemara has moved from the din of me emas hamavorchin to the different kinds of brachas that we have. Right, so the Gemara, Sarachi, what was the Gemara asking when the Gemara said, but you haven't been nene from it yet? What was the Gemara has a very, very partial answer, right? You never nen when we make a bracha b'shayna. So, what's the kasha, what's the teretz? Say it again. But the mice said we don't say that.
I know, so I'm saying that was the halakha.
Why is that even a valid halakha when you hit the daf mem beis in case of mevorchin? If it would be in daf lamed hey mud aleph, okay. Remember, but everything we discussed until now was Hanah is Hanah right before you get in it. So why would we have a sheet now? Why would we have a Hamna now? No, maybe you should make the Hanah when you're in the middle of the Hanah. Louis, you said the Svar you're saying is a good Svar. Maybe you can make a nicer bracha once you had some Hanah. You're in the middle of the Hanah, so you can make a bracha l'sha'ar l'sha'asa. Good? Right? But the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said, oh, so that's when I'm going to say bracha. So you can't even make, you can't be nana. That's what the Chazal formulated. It's a matir. It's a rishus. As opposed to as being nana from the event itself. Okay. So you're saying, the Gemara is saying when it comes to Birchas HaReiach, the Gemara happened to say that the bracha should not be like a regular din, it should be like a special din, that is b'shas hana. And the Gemara said, no, hamoitzis before, it's also before. So, that's what it seems. What's the shock of Atari? Why would there be a habit to say that the bracha should be, that the bracha should be over something that is not, that the bracha should not be over less than like every other hana? Oh, okay. So it could be. The Gemara says, "Amem dalam amem gomen beis." Omer Rabbi nine she mevorchen al reyach. She nemar kol an neshama tahalil ka. Ezu dover she neshama nenes mimenu. Ve'ein aguf nenes mimenu. Ariyam is a reyach. So, why is the Gemara? How do you intend this part of the Shaka V'Tayra? Hanoz, hanoz, hanoz. Right? So why didn't the Gemara say, Osili honeis, meno elu mezeh blei bracha, v'gam zeh hanoz, elu mezeh, tanoz haguf. So why did the Gemara stop and say, one second, we need a new makor for the din of birchas hanoz hareyach. Eiz adover shanashama v'lei haguf. The Torah opens up, but Birchas is again asking two kashas. Maybe one kasha and the other kasha. Two kashas. One kasha is, and the kasha is on the shakel v'tayr of the sugya. The question is, there's a deeper question. We'll come to the moment. The question number one is, why did the Gemara require another mekor, a new source for Birchas Hanen, right? Just as we thought we're wrapping up the Perek, getting close to Pesach already, Gemara says we need a whole new Makor for Birchas HaReach, calling a Shom Tal. Why? Hanoz Hano? Question number two is, the Gemara said, maybe Birchas HaReach, the Bracha should be Li'achar Shanena Mimenu. And the Gemara says, no, it comes with a piece of bread. We also make a bracha hamitzi lechem laretz. When it comes to brachas hanem, we don't start getting hana. So what's the shock of attire? What was the havamin in the maskana? Right. So Kenny has a good svara, but it doesn't really fit the shock of attire. There is a svara to say that I'm going to make a better bracha if I'm in the middle of hana. Already, I began the dessert, right? Then the bracha is going to be a much more informed bracha. So I bought mamish in the middle. So I began the dessert. Gavaldi tastes great. I make a bracha. Shema malchus b'leiv nefesh. And then it's even better. I'm going to have more as well. No, so it doesn't get better. Bachazal and amesag. Mecham the osli honeis menu the bracha. You can't even start. That's kashu seveya. Yeah, but anachanami with the that makor would argue otherwise.
That would argue against Kenny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, correct. Right. Good. Good Menachem.
If I can just say that,
that's what I'm saying.
That when it comes to reyach, sometimes you get hana from a reyach in shlomi daita, or even ba'onis. So you're just like walking, and all of a sudden you smell the smell. You don't know it's going to come upon you. Like for food, I know I'm always going to put it in my mouth before I actually eat it.
Always.
Maybe be walking through the heights, and all of a sudden you get a nice reyach nichah. You know.
Right, so that is the big shot, right? So how does that fit into the shakla v'tayr of the sugya?
I mean, that's the whole question of like, maybe you should say that you should make the bracha afterwards because you could come upon a smell that
was
coming.
Okay.
And now when you actually make the bracha, now you're actually going to have das, smell it on purpose versus accidentally running into the smell.
Right, what you're saying is MS was a practical problem of how do you know there's a reich out there before you smell it?
Yeah.
Ari?
Maybe in the Havamino, he's comparing, he says, how's the bracha on the scent?
So maybe in the Havamina they're asking, you're making a bracha on the scent and not on the thing that's giving off the scent, and then that might be, then the answer, no, really it's the same echala, you're making a bracha on the actual dover, you're making a bracha on the thing, you're not making a bracha on the eating of the scent, you're making a bracha on the thing. So you might think originally you don't see in front of you, so you mean the reach not there, so you don't make a bracha yet, no, you're not making a bracha on the reach, you're making a bracha on the thing. So the Havamina, so you're saying both you and Kenny are saying that the hanos hareyach is not as substantial as the hanos hamachol, hanos haguf, right? It's not as substantial, not as present as the hanos haguf.
The maskana is saying even by bread also, we're not making a bracha on the achilas, so to speak, we're making a bracha on the object, that's not the object. I mean, there's no difference between the maskana between the thing giving off the scent and the thing you're going to eat from, or food's varm, and they're both getting enough. So in both cases, you're making a bracha on the things before you're getting a bracha on the thing. But it's less apparent by bread, so that was the Havamina. Okay, okay.
So the Lechaira, that we'll just finish up with the Bach. The Torah opens up by saying, Birchas HaReach Geshem, She'osu Lihonis Ba'achilo Shtiyo, Ad She'yivarech, Kach'osu Lihonis Me'reach Toiv, Ad She'yivarech. So the Bach says, Ikele Medak, De Le'eze Tzorech, Tola Rabbeinu Yisr Hanoas HaReach B'lei Bracha, Yisr Achilo V'shtiyo B'lei Bracha. Avol Loshen HaRambam, Kachu, Kishem Sha Osul Odom Lihonis Bemachal Bemashka, Kodim Brocha, Kach Osul Lihonis Berechtoib, Kodim Brocha. Benim the Kosa, okay? Bach says, why does the Torah say that Chazal made a din? Osul Lihonis Ma'il Mazeb Beloy Brocha. Now the Torah says, Kishem, just like it's Osul Lihonis Bemachal Mishka Beloy Brocha, Kach, why did the Torah introduce into Chazal different kinds of Chazal were very clear. So why did the Torah find it necessary to say, well, you know, it's also to eat or drink without a bracha. So Chazal formulated that in Legabi Rech. Why did the Torah should have just said, Nagdama necessary. Hanoz. The Torah was a machalik between Hanos Mashke, Hanos Machol, and Hanos Reyach. So, Avolosh and Rambam, Kachu, Kishem, Shoso, Olmi Honos, Machol, Mashke, Kodim Brocha, Kach, Oso, Honos, Reyach, Toiv, Kodim Brocha. Same comes with the Rambam. Why does the Rambam have to organize Hilchus Reyach to be dependent on Hilchus Brochas Machol? Venira the cause is the Bach. Venira. The cause of Cain, Mishum de Vipere, Keith and Mavorchen, Amram Zeva, Rabba, Brav Yirmi, Mamasai Korin, Mavorchen al Rayach, Mishatala Timrosa, Amal Rab Zeva, Rabba, Brav Yirmi, Voloi Koorach, Amal Vitamech Hamoitzi, the Mavorach, Voloi Ochal, Eladite, Le Mechal. Hachanami daiti leruche, tikosha, tikosha, tuva, maiko salta daiti demaksha, V'chi lo yoda d'kol ha'brocha yitein oiver la'asi yosan. The Bach asks, what was the shakla tam? What was the question? What was the answer? How did the Bach understand what Chazal were asking? Okay, so that's what we'll pick up tomorrow to understand the yisodos of Birchas HaReach. The psychologists say what's called the Zygarnik effect.
Zygarnik?
Yeah, he was a